Afternoon, this is the Art of Jazz. I'm going to start with an instrumental duet, Stan Getz tenor sax and Albert Daly on piano, as recorded by Elektra in 1983.
Thank you.
Duet of Stan Getz on tenor saxophone and Albert Daly at the piano. Confirmation, written by Charlie Parker, and Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, written by Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landisman. That done on Elektra Records, 1983, Stan Getz and Albert Daly. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The station is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and
Western Washington University, where you can earn a Bachelor of Arts in Human Services in Bellingham. An information meeting about this career-enhancing opportunity will be held on October 19th at 2 p.m. at Western's campus. More information at extendeded.wwu.edu.
Well, a death in the family, bassist Jack Lesberg. I found out about it in the paper about a week ago. He died on the 17th of September at the age of 85. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Most of the places that I heard Jack Lesberg play his bass was with Eddie Condon, and I looked for some things that would put him at advantage, and that is a solo. And there weren't too many, actually. I mean, they play a very important part, bass players do, like drummers and everybody else. But I finally found two takes of Tiger Rag, an old original Dixieland jazz band tune, although Jelly Roll Morton says he wrote it. So here's Jack Lesberg with Eddie Condon's band, Bobby Hackett on cornet, Cutty Cutshall trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, John Mortigliano on piano, Condon on guitar, Lesberg on bass, and George Wetling on the drums, and two takes of Tiger Rag. What fun. In memory of Jack Lesberg, who died on the 17th of September at age 85, born in Boston, and playing there bass with Eddie Condon's band, 1962, as recorded by Columbia. Two takes of Tiger Rag, the first one alternate and the second one issued. Bobby Hackett on cornet, Cuddy Cutshaw, trombone, Peanuts Hucko playing the clarinet, John Mortolano on piano, Condon on guitar, Lesberg bass, and George Wetling on the drums. 1962, Eddie Condon with Jack Lesberg on bass. Let's chase. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Written by Gershwin, 1935, for its Porgy and Bess. And let's hear two different vocals.
Harlem, we'll go strutting, we'll go strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. You'll dress me in silks and satins, in the latest Paris styles, and all your blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting, there'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me. That's where we belong. Baby, you and me can live that high life in New York.
Gershwin's There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York from Bargain Best, probably written in 1934, copyrighted 1935. Diana Carroll, 1959 for United Artists, started off with Andre Previn trio behind her. Previn on piano, Red Mitchell bass, and Frank Capp on drums. Then Phoebe Snow, 1976 for Columbia Records, and a really quite delightful arrangement by Pat Williams. If you like the flute work there, it was Jerome Richardson. Diana Carroll and Phoebe Snow, and Gershwin's There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York. Wouldn't that be fun if they still had those old steam ferries? Get on that. There's Walt Whitman right there, going to Brooklyn. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and Maynard Ferguson now. I played some of Maynard Ferguson's big band from a little later than what I'm going to do right now. This is from Los Angeles, 1954 for Emercy Records. Ferguson, of course, on trumpet here. Herbie Harper on trombone. Bud Shank, alto saxophone. Bob Cooper, tenor saxophone. Bob Gordon, baritone saxophone. Russ Freeman, piano. Curtis Counts on bass. And Shelly Mann on drums. And they're going to play All God's Children Got Rhythm by Bronislaw Caper and Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen. Ferguson, his trumpet, his small group in Los Angeles, 1954, for Emercy Records. All God's Children Got Rhythm and Over the Rainbow. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and today is the birthday of singer Lee Wiley, who was born this day, 1915. She died in 1975. I thought I'd start with two from her earliest time recording, with Leo Reisman's orchestra, 1931, for Victor. And here she is. Happy birthday, Lee Wiley.
Thank you.
nothing but love send you. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair or two.
Wiley singing for you with Leo Reisman's orchestra, 1931 for Victor Records. Take it from me, I'm taken to you. Tom Waller wrote that one. You heard the coronet in there. It was Bubba Miley, a star for Ellington a few years before that. And Time on My Hands, same band, same time, written by Vincent Humans, Mac Gordon, and Harold Adamson. Lee Wiley, her birthday today, born this day, 1915. In 1940, she recorded with Commodore a classic recording, I think, of Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkard, Sid Mitchell, and Edna Alexander way back in 1926. With her on piano, her husband, Jess Stacy, and their friend on cornet, Muggsy Spanier.
That makes a better name for one I used to call my baby doll. It ain't new, it ain't old. If you do what you're told, you'll find the answer if you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. The word sugar, I never may be my sugar, because my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money. All he can give me, I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any honey to me. They're granulated sugar. I get my taffy from sugar. That's why I'm daffy about sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Thank you. cause they are sweeter than any honey to me. The granulated sugar, I never cheat on my sugar, cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
Lee Wiley, her birthday today, born 1915, there, 1940, in New York for Commodore Records, and Sugar, accompanied by her husband, Jess Stacy, on piano, and their friend, Muggsy Spanier, on cornet. Lee Wiley. There'll be another chapter of her later in the program. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoon. And if you listen, and have been listening, save up your pennies and send them in my favor next Sunday in the fun drive. Sal Salvador now, his guitar, his sextet, one he wrote called Zone 2. Sal Salvador Sextet. Sal Salvador on his guitar, Eddie Burt on trombone, Nick Brignola on baritone saxophone, Derek Smith piano, Sam Jones bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums, and one Salvador wrote called Zone 2, done in 1978, and issued originally on Beehive Records. Sal Salvador Sextet, 1978, Beehive. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
If it's really love that found its way here, oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me there? I dare not guess.
Rosemary Clooney started that set, singing for you How Am I to Know, a 1929 composition by Jack King, with lyric by New Yorker columnist Dorothy Parker. And then flutist Ken McIntyre, his band, 1960 for New Jazz, and a waltz he wrote called Diana. A quintet with Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Walter Bishop Jr. at the piano, Sam Jones bass, and Arthur Taylor on drums, Rosemary Clooney, followed by Ken McIntyre. Joe Williams now on the job, 1985, with him Ellis Larkins on piano, George Duvivier on bass, and Mickey Roker on drums.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world too good for girls so good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I bought you a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a pretty Caprice Chevrolet and everything. My love for you makes me treat you the way that I do. GG, baby, baby, ain't I good to you? Girl, come in out of the rain. Brush those tears from your eyes. If I've been kind of mean to you, I apologize. Come here where you belong. Baby, you were right and I was wrong. Sometimes we have a spat or two, but tell me, what is love without a few? Made famous many years ago about a sad fella on a Saturday night that couldn't find one special girl. It's early in the morning and I can't get right. I had a little date with my baby last night. Now it's early in the morning. I mean early in the morning. Well, it's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. To her house and she don't live there no more. Now it is early in the morning. I mean early in the morning. Early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I went to a girlfriend's house and she was out. I knocked on her mother's door and her mother began to shout, get away from there, son. Morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. Can't find my baby and it's early in the morning. I wanna see my baby this morning. Where's my woman this morning? Have you seen the doll this morning? If you see her, will you just tell her that Joe wants to see her in the worst way?
get something to eat. The waitress looked at me and said, Joe, you sure look beat. I said, baby, it's early in the morning. In fact, you've been getting to look kind of good to me about this time of the morning. Early in the morning, I ain't got nothing but the blues. I had a lot of money when I started out, and then I couldn't find my baby. Now my money run out, and it's early in the morning. I mean, it's after 12 in the a.m., baby. It's early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. Well, it's early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. Thank you. I'd like to thank Harry Belafonte for giving me a song. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. If I had my way, the graveyard is the place my head would lay. But nobody knows the way I feel this morning. I could holler, scream, and cry this morning. I feel that I could holler, scream, and cry this morning. I feel that I could scream and cry, but no, I'm too stout-hearted, I'd rather die. Nobody knows the way I feel this morning. I guess I'll leave on a south bound train this morning. This morning, I guess I will leave on a southbound train this morning. I would leave on a southbound train, but my good woman would only call.
Joe Williams on the job with the Ellis Larkin Trio, Larkin's on piano, George DeVivier bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Early in the morning, and nobody knows the way I feel this morning. Done 1985, Joe Williams, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Around Midnight, written by Thelonious Monk and arranged by Michel Legrand for his orchestra for Columbia Records 1958 and Miles Davis on trumpet. To compare that, we'll go back 5 years, 1953, Miles Davis' first recording of Round Midnight for Prestige. He's with Sonny Rollins and Charlie Parker. Parker plays the tenor saxophone and does some obligatos behind Miles and plays the first solo on tenor. And I think the last one is Sonny Rollins. I tried to analyze it the other night, and I think I'm right on that. Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Here's Miles Davis, his trumpet, 1953, in the first recording he made of Round Midnight.
Thank you.
Miles Davis, 1953 production of Round Midnight, written by Thelonious Monk, for Prestige Records. Sonny Rollins and Charlie Parker playing tenor saxophones. The last tenor was, in my estimation, certainly Rollins, and that long solo Parker's. Excuse me. Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Miles Davis, 1953, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
All right, now we're in a swinging groove. Let's keep the good times rolling, huh? Watch it. I'm walking on air, 'cause I left all my blue days behind. I learned how to care. I got love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, hold it in your hand, keep a steady lookout. You can understand, it's an A1 combination with a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Take some. Yeah. All right.
Maxine Sullivan in concert was produced on Concord Jazz Records, 1986. I'm Crazy About My Baby, written by Thomas Waller and Alex Hill. John Bunch piano, Chris Flory on guitar, Phil Flanagan bass, and Chuck Riggs on the drums. Scott Hamilton on tenor saxophone, and Miss Sullivan. Maxine Sullivan singing for you. Let's chase a tune here. Night and Day, written by Cole Porter. Porter was interesting because he wrote his lyric and music, everything. Stayed at home. Didn't like to listen to too much music because it'd get in the way. And it does. So here, two versions of Night and Day.
Thank you. To do one of the great Cole Porter songs, one of the best songs written in the world in the past 100 years, you might say. We feature Mr. Viola at the guitar. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom. When the jungle shadows fall, like the tick-tick-tock of a stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer showers through, so a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you, you. Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Why is it so? That this longing for you follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night and day. There's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning way down inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love. Day and night, night and day.
Night and Day by Cole Porter in two different settings. Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1956 for Clef Records, with Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, Red Callender on bass, and Bill Douglas on drums, and of course Tatum at the piano. Then in Paris, 1962 for Reprise Records, Frank Sinatra, and a wonderful duet with his guitarist Al Viola, and a chance to hear the marvelous lyrics of that composition. Art Tatum, followed by Frank Sinatra. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Thank you. Dave Brubeck Quartet at Basin Street in New York City in 1954, recorded by Columbia. Little Girl Blue and Fare Thee Well, Annabelle. Little Girl Blue, written by Richard Rodgers for a 1935 musical called Billy Rose's Jumbo. And Fare Thee Well, Annabelle, written by Ollie Rubel, W-R-U-B-E-L, 1934. Brubeck, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Bob Bates on string bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. Dave Brubeck right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you. And in the first hour of the program, I did a little celebration for the birthday of Lee Wiley, one of the great vocalists in this art. And here is some more of Miss Wiley's singing. She was born 1915, died 1975. And here in 1956 for RCA Victor, she recorded with arrangements and piano by Ralph Burns.
This is Did Venus insisting that I'm through with a shadow he pays? I'm hurled up to Venus insisting that I'm through with a shadow he pays. I'm hurled up to another world where life is bliss, but have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby, but baby, look at you now. You drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby.
Part of a celebration of the birthday of Lee Wiley, who was born this day, 1915. There she was in 1956 for RCA Victor, singing some beautiful songs and wonderful arrangements by Ralph Burns. You're a Sweetheart, written by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Harold Adamson. This is New, song by Kurt Vile, lyric by Ira Gershwin. And You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Johnny Mercer. Some extra people in there, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet and Billy Butterfield on trumpet. Lee Wiley, born this day, 1915. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you. And let's go to Birdland, 1954. Blue Note was there to record Art Blakey, his drums and his quintet. Clifford Brown on trumpet, Lou Donaldson alto saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Blakey on drums. And this is Charlie Parker's Confirmation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take the opportunity at this time to mention with confidence that I'm working with now, and I hope forever, some of the greatest jazz musicians in the country today. That includes Horace Silver, Curly Russell, Lou Donaldson, and Clifford Brown. Let's give them a big round of applause. Yes, sir, I'm going to stay with the youngsters. When these get too old, I'm going to get some younger ones. Keeps the mind active. We'll be right back.
of Art Blakey recording for Blue Note Records. And let's get together. We'll give Art Blakey and the boys a great big round of applause. How about a big hand there? For Art Blakey. Thank you. That's the way to go.
There you have it. Art Blakey Quintet. Not called the Messengers, but just the Quintet. For Blue Note Records, 1954, and Charlie Parker's confirmation. Pee Wee Marquette giving you all that information. Clifford Brown on trumpet, Lou Donaldson alto saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Blakey right there on drums. Okay, where do we go? Well, let me tell you, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and I hesitate sometimes because I get caught up in the music. I know I record it at home and all that sort of thing, but it's not something that I can turn off because I'm doing it. You know, now I'm on the job. I'm not going to listen. I'm afraid that's true, and I'm happy about that. Nat King Cole Trio now, and some rare C.P. McGregor recordings of the trio in the early 40s in Los Angeles. Cole, of course, playing the piano and singing, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on the bass.
I got a girl who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight. 'Cause I want her, I'm gonna ask her, is you ain't my baby. The way you acting lately makes me doubt. You is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you have won, you find she's gone and made a change. Now as you is, as you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? That has always been strange. Just when you should won, you find she's gone and made a change. Now as you is, as you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Now darling, tell me, as you is, or as you ain't my baby. I have my baby found somebody new. pixies, don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. When I get back to live a life of ease, seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't, won't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Papa's off to seven
of the legendary recording engineer in Los Angeles, C.P. McGregor, 1941. And the trio, of course, Nat Cole piano and singing, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass. Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, written by Billy Austin and Louis Jordan. I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Jimmy McHugh. And Shoo Shoo Baby, written by Phil Moore. I'd like to go out today with Louis Armstrong at the Crescendo, 1955, in Los Angeles.
And now we're going to jump a good old good one for you called When You're Smiling.
Thank you.
babe, when you laughing, I bottle those it when you laughing. The sun could shine through, but when you crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again, babe, when you smiling. When you smiling, and the whole world smiles, take it from me, take it back.
Show you the daddy.
now blues time, folks. Huh. Help a middle down there.
Louis Armstrong at the Crescendo in Los Angeles, 1955. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.